Jess and Lisa, they are the Veronicas. They are back in a big way as well. Not one, but two albums in the next couple of months. The first drop today, it's called Godzilla. We're so happy to have them on. Jess and Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Angels. Hi.
Oh, I call everyone Angels as well. I feel like we have something going on here.
You can if you like.
It is so nice to hear new music from you guys. I mean, myself as a young teen, I remember absolutely crying to your songs before I even had a crush on a boy.
Bless you. I know, I feel like I see all these memes where people are like me at like 9 years old singing, you know, Hook Me Up or whatever, and forever. And it's like, oh no. So funny.
This is such an interesting project because you've kind of split the two albums with different parts of maybe your personality. So Godzilla, I'm reading, is about your public alter egos. Is what we see of the Veronicas, you know, whether it was from your reality shows that you've done, the one that you're on right now, or just via your social media feeds, is that a real reflection of who you are?
I think that anything within an entertainment and media aspect, it's all compartmentalized. It's, yeah. You know, there's characters that we've built as the Veronicas to be able to get up on stage and do what we do. And behind that is Lisa and Jess, who, you know, are quite different personalities. And that's where our songwriting comes from. We generally write from our, you know, our intimate, most vulnerable selves. Godzilla was written from a lot of that space, but also from the space of the Veronicas and what we've created over 16 years, which is this relationship with the public, with the media, with ourselves, with our characters. And we did a lot of writing from that space. And then Human really strips it back to, again, just like the most vulnerable parts of our songwriting. And that's why we've split it into two records. We've got this tour coming up.
Yeah.
And the same thing. It's like it starts super heavy metal and then it goes into just us and our acoustic guitar halfway through the set. And it's just, yeah, you know, being an artist, it's the greatest blessing because you get to just play, you get to have fun with your creativity and your artistry. And we write all of our own music. You know, it's that our favorite part of what we do is we consider ourselves songwriters first and foremost because that's how we started. We're signed as songwriters before we were signed as entertainers or performers, yeah. Artists. So for us, that's like, you know, to have these songs out and in people's ears now is crazy. It's like our babies.
That's so cool. I love what you've said there because, I mean, we can relate on a very small scale of what you guys do. How do you feel about performing the Human album? I'd imagine that would be, yeah, really intimate. And is it hard at times to share that part of yourself live with an audience?
Because we've grown up really digging into that vulnerable space and we're so blessed that we've been embraced in that by our fans or by people that are fans of the music. You Ruin Me is a really good example of that. You know, mm-hmm. Lisa was just saying off air to you guys, she wrote that off the back of a really difficult breakup. And, you know, we launched back into essentially, you know, the public space of music with that song after 6 years of label troubles and the fact that Australia embraced that song and a new sound from us, you know, I feel like it gave us a safe space again, reinforced us to be able to continue to dive into that part of ourselves, which we just feel so blessed. We feel so lucky to do what we do and that people are there to embrace us for it.
You guys have been doing this now for 16 years. Lisa, have you found a way that you girls work best together now? And I see that you've brought Toby Gad back on board as well for the first time in, you know, umpteen years.
Oh my God, Toby is, you know, he's family to us. And he was one of the very first collaborations that we ever had outside of writing just with each other. So he always made those sessions almost like a form of therapy where we would just talk and we would talk about what we're all going through in life, what's inspiring us, what's breaking our hearts. Yeah, and then he sort of went on to, you know, write hits for Beyonce and you know, all these other people, but he...
Just Queen Bee, that's okay.
Yeah, like no big deal. But I think we were actually one of his first songwriting sessions as well. So there's this beautiful bond there and we just get each other. So there's this limitless space we create in. Jess and I do it together and then he's also another one where there's no boxes, there's no preconceived ideas of what we're going in to create. And that's how we get stuff like Untouched and Godzilla and just these wild tracks that sound like nothing else. And it's a hell of a lot of fun. And Jess and I, we we love to create out of our comfort zone. So once we sort of feel like we've done something, we want to move on from that and try something else. And so, yeah, the more vulnerable, sometimes that's really vulnerable and literally crying in the studio, like on the microphone. And sometimes that's celebrating and writing when we're feeling inspired to write.
Yeah. When it comes to songwriting, do you guys work in the same way or do you have your own processes? Like, does it come to you maybe those lyrics first or does one of you hear a melody? Like, how do you best work?
Very differently, which I think is why we work so well together. I tend to hear a melody. So my lyrics are formed through melody.
Yeah.
And this goes in with lyric ideas. Mm-hmm. So, so we do actually approach completely different. And yeah, depending on, you know, what we want to write about, we'll just see what happens.
And I imagine it would be quite collaborative with both of you kind of coming together and you do have each other to lean on, you know, your sister,
oh my God,
twins. Like it's really cool that you've got each other in that way to create the music that you do.
It's our intrinsic language with each other. It's something that we did almost together before we could talk. Like we would literally like make noises and melodies to each other as babies. I know that sounds silly.
That's cool.
We would laugh like I sound like a Priscilla character or something. But I genuinely mean it. Like we have this other whole language that we communicate on, and that's through music. And the Veronica sound has been created through that language, and it's cool. It's amazing, you know, we have completely different voices, harmonize together, and it is an intrinsic beautiful way to communicate. And
you girls are getting ready to hit the stage again. We've mentioned that the Godzilla versus Human tour is coming up Sunday, June 13 at the Febby. The last time I can remember the Veronica's been talked about on stage, late 2019, which, you know, before everything COVID happened, the wall of death was happening at particular festivals around the country, which was absolutely bananas. I can't see it happening in the Febby now that everything has gone on in the world. But what can we expect from Veronica's 2021?
Damn, those shows were fun. Wasn't that a good time? That was insane. I mean, our view from the
stage. Go after the wall of death.
That was a once in a lifetime experience, I think. But this tour, you know, there is going to be dancing. People are able to get up and dance.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know, it starts out with the Godzilla record, which, you know, is quite like intense. Like it's very old school Veronica's. And then we're going to strip it back. And, cool, you know, it's just us and our voices and our hearts like on our sleeve, like we love to do. And, yeah, we just want to take the fans on a journey, people there just on a musical journey. You know, for us it's about our singing. Like we love to sing and we love to sing hard. And you know, it's just us and our band creating more of a rock and roll show than what people hear on the records, because you know, that's what we like to do. We like to create these pop records and then reimagine them live. So you know, even though you know, when people listen to the record, it is still quite different live. And we grew up, you know, that's how we grew up. We grew up on Australian rock and roll. We're all about putting on a show. So yeah, insane costumes, amazing lighting. We've got like our A team of people on this tour. Like we actually can't believe it. I think it's because unfortunately with this situation, none of them can travel overseas. So we get the AAA team in Australia.
It's incredible.
So, I mean, our whole team is like unbelievable. And yeah.
Not to mention, we are doing a VIP experience where we're playing Truth or Dare. So for me, that would be the personal highlight.
Dang, I like that. The Godzilla versus Human tour is Sunday, June 13th. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster. Godzilla is out today. Hey, girls, before you go, I know you've been on Twitter this week a little bit upset that the work you're doing on Celebrity Apprentice is being shoehorned a little bit. What are you on the show for? Who is your charity? And give them a bit of a plug.
Thank you so much. Our charity is the Brain Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And they do incredibly important research into the brain. And obviously,
neurological conditions as close to our hearts because of what our mummy's going through. For people that don't know, she has a rare neurological condition called progressive supranuclear palsy. She is our love, our light, our best friend. And, you know, for us, we don't have answers. There's no cure. And what we want to see for families in the future is to never go through something like this. We need direct research done to be able to find answers, find medical interventions for the future. And thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of fun shooting that show. I'm going to be honest. We made incredible friends. It's unfortunate that isn't seen. We want that. You know, we're here for good spirits. It's for charity. Like drama, we're all here for it. We've made plenty of reality shows, MTV with all the drama.
Yeah.
What we wanted to see was, you know, a lot of heart, because there's so much heart in this show and from us. We were there for a very personal reason. And so thanks for giving us time to be able to chat about that. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you girls are stunning. I'm just so happy that you've taken the time to have a chat with us today. And yeah, can't wait to hear the entire album and also Human when that comes out. Thank you so much.
Lots of love, Jess and Lisa.
Thank you.